USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Just one day before a historic House impeachment vote, the president is blasting Democrats who've accused him of abusing his power, writing in a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, they're the ones guilty of abuse of power and perversion of justice.
The whole impeachment thing is a hoax.
He also said in the letter that the phone call with Ukraine's President Zelensky was totally innocent, and that there was more due process in the Salem witch hunt trials. Not long after the letter was sent, the president told reporters he will take no responsibility for becoming just the third American Chief Justice to be impeached. He says he's done nothing wrong. Other Democrats, like Jamie Raskin, disagree with that assessment.
Overwhelming evidence that the President of the United States has committed high crimes and misdemeanors.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage, or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy plans and availability vary by state.
When the impeachment process goes to the Senate next year, no witnesses will be called, as Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer had requested. The announcement was made by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. He made clear he disagreed with several of the proposals that were in the letter, or to even send the letter at all. He said he wanted to have a sit-down to try and work out a bipartisan resolution on the way forward in the Senate. Schumer fired back at McConnell.
It's probably not because the evidence is going to help their case. It's because they're trying to cover up.
Dozens of tornadoes and other storms left a trail of destruction across the southeast. Homeowners in hard-hit places like Louisiana were able to get a look at the damage. Governor John Bel Edwards.
Most of the damage is here in Rafetz Parish, where approximately 100 homes have been impacted. 10 practically destroyed, another 40 very, very seriously damaged.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More people are building new homes, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Home building rose more than expected for November, with permits for home construction at a 12-year high. Lower mortgage rates continue to boost the housing market and support the broader economy. Housing starts rose by 3.2%, and approximately 1.3 million units were built last month. Building permits increased to a rate of nearly 1.5 million units in November, the highest level since May of 2007. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More people are coming down with the flu. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports it's not too late to get your flu shot.
In USA News for Your Health, the flu virus surfacing in many states, but especially in the South. Dr. Belkis Pimentel, a family physician with Kaiser Permanente in Atlanta, Georgia.
The Southeast is mostly impacted. It is now starting to creep into the Northeast also, and all of the West Coast is also impacted.
And even though we are midway through December, Dr. Pimentel says it's not too late to get the flu shot.
And you should get it as soon as possible. It is not too late. It does take 2 weeks for it to work. So as soon as you can get it, you should get the vaccine.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.